This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Hey, Podlers. Coming up on The Breakfast Show, a bit of this.
High flying bird.
Enjoy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Team, I have some bad news. We have been mixing up the game we play to give away the tickets each and every weekday morning here on The Breakfast Show. And today, the producers have decided to bring back a favourite, usually linked to Wicks and the 6 o'clock hour on a Friday, which is the Energy Sustain game. Yes, two of you are going to be jogging on the spot for 15 seconds.
Really?
And then saying high flying birds for as long as you can. But you'll be doing it for the listeners, okay, guys?
No.
That's the spirit. There, they look at their faces. They're so excited about this.
I don't want to do that.
That's really great, Emma. Thank you so much. Plus, of course, speaking of which, the Bureau of Little Complaints is going to be open just after 8. If you have a quibble about something at work or a friend or a colleague, whatever it may be, let us know at 8:12:15. But before any of that, well, it is merchandise time. Your chance to be loud for your luggage, win a sticker of my face that you can put on your baggage as you head off on your, I'm going to say it, holly bumps.
Oh, don't.
There we go. Put that in the bureau. Thank you, Matt Dyson. Okay, and this morning, the song we're asking you to tackle comes straight out of Absolute Radio 90s, and it is Mr. Lenny Kravitz. That's where you kick in right there. That's how you win the merchandise. If you would like to play and you would like to sing Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz loud on the radio for the nation, just simply text your name right now to 8 12 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We're playing for some exclusive merchandise today. Online one. We have someone we've spoken to before on this show. In fact, this person owns a bin sticker. But they decide instead of putting it on their wheelie bin, they stuck it on their front door.
Oh, yes.
This person has achieved many things in her short life so far, but probably the thing of note, the thing we all remember her for the most, is she is a parent to 8 children. It's Lauren, everybody. Hey, Lauren. I'm fantastic. How are you? How's the family?
Oh, they're doing well. They're doing good. They're breaking up next week. Oh my gosh, my head's going to be done in. But
yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, if you're dreading the summer holidays that are coming on Friday, spare a thought for Lauren.
You got nothing on Lauren. Yeah, it's going to be a long one.
So Lauren, you know, it's not my place to say. I don't want to cast any aspersions, and maybe you've got it all down pat, but you're not going on holiday, are you? Not with 8 children, surely?
No. Well, I potentially want to take them to Legoland.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, I do. I want to take them to Legoland. I'm planning to save up to take them to the hotel, basically. Ooh. But obviously, it's going to cost a lot with, obviously, the 8 kids and having, obviously, different rooms in the hotel. And it's not cheap.
But are you going to get them a room each?
Yeah, I've got to, because you've got to have an adult with you. I've got to bring bloody someone else.
Okay, Lauren. Well, listen. I wish you all the best in your adventures to Legoland. I really do. Let's try and win you some merchandise. So when you do go, you can put my face on your luggage.
I don't even actually want you. You're too precious to go on my luggage. Oh, Matt, I want a sticker of you as well. And Emma. Oh, please.
No, fair enough.
I've been making my own stickers for years. And
ouchies.
I've been making my own Merlin albums.
Yeah, Glenn's Panini collection is excellent.
He's his own shiny sticker, he really is.
Glenn has to be there because I love Glenn's a bit. Glenn is, well, I'm not going to say he's my favourite, but I love
him. What is happening?
I don't know. Right,
let's make things normal and sing Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Because I don't start talking, I'm terrible. But
Lauren, it's fine. It's good. You. Yeah, go on. Where are you putting me?
You're still on the door. Is Dave still on the door?
Oh, do you know what? You shine bright. Honestly, Dave.
Shine bright, I do.
I'll tell you what.
Not the first person to say that, I mean.
You do.
But it means a lot.
But they go past and they say, who is that? I'm like,
who is that?
Who is that?
Ouch. Wow, Lauren is trying to be the nicest human being on earth, but she's really chucking out the ouchy bombs today, isn't she? Who is that?
She builds you up and knocks you down with
Who is that guy? He used to be on something, didn't he? I know him from... Oh, no, it rings a bell.
Anyway,
it's not.
I've got to stop.
Lauren,
put the spade down. You've dug far enough.
Lauren, we're at the centre of the earth now when it comes to the ouchies. So I'm going to play the clip.
Go on.
Uncle Lenny's going to start singing. He's going to drop into silence. That's when you kick in. Lauren, you've probably guessed we're going to give you the sticker anyway after all of this. But give it your best shot. Time to entertain the nation. Here we go.
To get away, I want to fly away. I want to get away, I want to get away. Yeah!
You've done it. Do you know what? I'm going to send you the sticker. I don't want to know where you're going to put me, all right? I don't want to know, Lauren. Keep that information to yourself, but do send our love to the family. It's lovely having you back on the show. Good luck / enjoy the summer holidays, and we'll speak to you again real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Right now, well, what the world needs now is ammo. Sweet ammo.
Sweet ammo.
So what you got for us, Matt?
Well, one of the tweets of the year, I have to start with, from Lincolnshire Police.
This was
amazing.
I don't know how I feel about this on so many levels.
So the Lincolnshire Police control room have tweeted, when you need to ring someone back and they answer their phone, make me a winner. And then you have to explain that it's just the Lincolnshire Police control room calling and they've not just won their money. Hashtag sorry, hashtag got to be in it to win it.
You'd rather it that way round than if you called 999 in an emergency and the controller could go, make me a winner. No. Okay.
What service, please?
By the way, it'd be remiss of me not to say details on how you can win £94,000
yes.
are on the way.
And it seems like they did answer in five rings, which is great. So the message is cutting through, which is nice to see. And then the other story this morning is the Burnley Football Club social media
team. They're not at it again,
they're
are
at
they?
It again, Dave.
Oh, I love them.
They've
I love
almost
them.
Built a rod for their own back with their wacky transfer announcement videos. Yeah. There's been so
What's
many
this one? Is that they've redone Oppenheimer? <but Yeah. laughs>
No.
Some Greek
centre-back
in the place of Cillian Murphy.
Don't give them ideas. They will do that. They've done like Shrek, Toy Story. Who could forget Nathan Teller on the conveyor belt of the Generation Game? What a moment that was.
It will live with me forever.
Now they've done Teletubbies. The announcement of the sheepish-looking Swiss international Zeki Amdouni, who appears in a screen in Tinky Winky's tummy and then does a sort of underwhelming hello, and this is what it sounds like.
Who are Burnley signing today? Who are Burnley signing today?
Tinky Winky!
Gypsy! Lala!
Hello. Hello, my name is Zeki Amdouni. I am very happy to be here and I am excited to play. Hope to clarify.
I don't know if they
get again.
So good. I love it.
When you said underwhelmed, it's not the player's fault. Because he has got no idea they are going to stick him into Tinky Winky's tummy.
Surely they have to explain to him beforehand. Bear with us now. There's a kids' TV show, right? And you're going to appear out of a screen in Tinky Winky's tummy. I mean, I don't know if he knew about it in advance or not. It seems irresponsible.
Do you think this would affect players signing for Burnley? They got obviously Vincent Kompany.
Yeah,
all goes so well there. Yeah.
Like, but then you'd be like, I've got two offers. Yeah. I'm going to have to go for the other club because I don't want to be part of this.
I just want to shake the manager's hand and hold up the shirt. That's all I want to do.
Like the old days.
Yeah, until you fire me out of a cannon.
Yeah. Let me embarrass myself with my choice of clothing that I wear so it looks really outdated on Premier League years 2003/4. Let me do that. You don't have to do that for me.
It's so impressive. But yeah, like, some people are saying they deserve to be relegated for this abomination.
No, they don't.
Of a video. I will share it if you've not seen it yet. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data. The Dave Berry Breakfast
Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now. Well, it's all about that shout-out, and I want to play a game called the Wiki Quiz. I have examined the Wikipedia page of an artist that we love and admire here at Absolute Radio. I've extracted three separate paragraphs. You need to identify the artist to earn your shout-out. So I want your name, where you are, a flavour of what you're up to today, or, of course, the details of the person you would like me to shout out. But I also need your answers. And we begin this morning with paragraph 12, line 5. This singer made his stage debut at the age of 13, singing the female part of the famous track Teenage Dirtbag. Paragraph 3, line 11. This singer is from Hartford, and he used to work at a sweet factory and would nick sweets during his shift. So he's a bad boy. We've established that. Yeah. Bad boy of rock and roll. Paragraph 16, line 1. This artist named his second album after the Airbnb host he stayed with whilst writing the songs in Barcelona.
Right. Oh, okay.
So who is that person? Your names, your answers, what you want in your shout-out. Send it all along to 8-12-15. Dave Berry Breakfast Show. I bought you a tale of someone from paragraph 12, line 5, who at the age of 13 sung the female part of the famous track Teenage Dirtbag. I bought you a tale of an artist who in paragraph 3, line 11 of their Wikipedia page used to work in a sweet factory and actually stole sweets during his shift. And finally, courtesy of paragraph 16, line 1, in fact, I revealed that this artist, his second album was named after the host of the Airbnb he was staying in whilst writing the songs in Barcelona. Matt Dyson, any idea who
it
could
be? It's everyone's favourite, George Ezra.
Yes, it is. Well done to Dave from Huntingdon, walking his beagles, Milo and Lily, Chris in Liverpool, finishing a 12-hour shift and ready to enjoy 4 days off. Sarah from Bedfordshire, nearly finished for the summer holidays, and Serena on her way to Highgate in North London for a very important meeting with her publisher. Yes, everybody, on the Wiki quiz today, it was the one and only George Ezra, and the quiz, and therefore your chance to earn a shout-out, will return to The Breakfast Show this time tomorrow morning. 10 weeks of tickets. Yes, 10 weeks of tickets where once again I have your opportunity to win your way into Absolute Radio Presents Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds in Bournemouth. Tickets for this intimate gig sold out in just 20 minutes when they went on sale last month. So it's a gig not to be missed. So we've been doing this all week long. We will again tomorrow, but we're having a different game each and every day for you on the show as we celebrate the last week of 10 weeks of tickets. Matt Dyson, tell us what we're going to be doing today, because I believe we have something called Everybody's on the Run.
Yes, and as the title suggests, two unlucky members of the Breakfast Show team will be chosen at random.
That's you, Matt, and Emma. That's random enough.
So we have to jog on the spot as fast as we can for 15 seconds. Emma, who's a marathon runner, and I think I did like 5K Race for Life over a year ago, so it's a bit of a mismatch potentially. When the time is up, our energy will be put to the test as we go head to head for who can sustain the words "high flying birds" for the longest period of time. Come on air, back the winner, and you will walk away with the tickets to see Noel and the High Flying Birds at our gig in Bournemouth at the end of the month.
So we're looking for two callers to come on air and play next. If you would like to be one of them, well, call us right now on 0330 123 1215. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. I'm looking forward to this. 10 weeks of tickets. Yes, once again, an opportunity to win your way into Absolute Radio Presents Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds in Bournemouth. And to win, we are playing a game named Everybody's on the Run. What a great Noel tune that is. Emma and Matt are going to be going head to head running on the spot for 15 seconds as fast as they can. Then it's a competition to see who can sustain the phrase high-flying birds the longest. Whoever makes the birds last the longest will win tickets on behalf of their caller. And Matt Dyson, this morning, you are representing Gemma in West London. Good morning, Gemma.
Good morning. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Gemma, welcome to the show. Great having you on board. Emma, you are representing Tammy in rugby. Hello there, Tammy.
Hello, Dave. Hi, everybody there.
Hi,
hello.
Tammy. Gemma, Tammy, Tammy, Gemma.
Good morning, Tammy.
OK, right, guys, we're going to get down to business. So there's 15 seconds on the timer. I need you both to be upstanding. Thank you very much indeed. I will talk you through it. When the timer gets to the end and I will cue you both in, you need to say high-flying birds and keep the birds as long as you can. Once again, Matt, you are playing for Gemma. Emma, you are playing for Tammy.
Matt shaved off all his body hair to get that extra bit of aerodynamicism.
He's 8 stone lighter. Unbelievable. You're both wearing the same T-shirt, which is quite strange.
We're matching today.
Looks nice. Okay. Looking resplendent in clay. Sorry, I used to work in a shop. Right. Okay, I'm going to start the timer. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Keep running, keep running. That's it. Here we go.
Quicker.
Not too fast, Matt. Okay, slow down. No, keep now. Bring up the pace. 10 seconds.
My knees.
Jonesy, I want to see those knees.
Come on, you can go quicker.
3 seconds. 2, 1. Sustain.
High flying
Unbelievable.
Not just anyone can run a marathon, Matt.
Now fetch my tinfoil blanket.
Yeah. Give me my medal.
That's the inspiring message London Marathon always put out, isn't it? Not everyone can do it, all right?
But
we're open to
it,
some people.
There's a form attached below. It's up to you. Gemma, it was lovely having you on the show. Unlucky on that one. Tammy, congratulations. You're off to see Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. How are you feeling?
Fantastic. Thank you, Emma. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. Thank you very much indeed for... Oh, you're welcome. I did literally nothing except for press start on a timer. That was all I did.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
For the first time in a wee while, I'm opening the doors to the Bureau a little complaints. So if you'd like to complain about something or somebody, well, this is the space to do it within. Now, first up this morning is Matt Dyson, because I think it takes a brave soul to complain about themselves.
Yes.
But that's exactly what you're going to do right now, isn't it, Matt?
I'd like to put myself up your lonesome tube this morning, Dave. Yeah, if possible. Because sometimes through children you have a revelation about your own behaviour. And it really hits home when you see
it. It's one of the point of having them, I think.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So Ted was out in the park on his go-kart the other day, driving around just a little bit ahead of me as I was walking the dogs. And I kept seeing him putting on the handbrake and stopping and sort of talking to himself. And as I got closer, I realised that he was pretending to be a driver. And he was kept stopping and going, "Oh, what? More temporary traffic lights? I can't believe this." And then looking, going, "Oh, you're just going to park there, are you? Oh, great, great." I was like, "What's he doing?"
I wonder where he's
he's mimicking my road rage.
Wow.
His go-kart, it's so embarrassing.
Get up there. I thought
he was just moments away from saying, "You've just entered a box junction and your exit's not clear." Didn't go quite that far. My overly vocal driving style has been exposed through my infant son.
So what you're saying is, in your mind's eye, when your child or a child is pretending to drive, they're going, and they're speeding along. And they're catching the baddies or whatever.
Not Ted.
But not Ted. Ted's complained about box junctions.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of temporary traffic lights around at the moment, so it's a regular thing to complain about. But
it's bordering on a cool badge as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's many things.
It's your Bureau of Little Complaints and Ted's cool badge is what it is. So 8, 12, 15, that is the number. If you have a little quibble or complaint, send it in to us.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The doors to the Bureau... A little complaints. Well, they're open. Jess in Staines said, morning, Dave and the team. I'd like to complain about all supermarkets and shops that advertise back-to-school deals. I'm a teacher. I haven't finished yet. Yeah. Let me have some holidays first, will you, supermarkets? No problem at all. There you go, Jess.
Fair enough.
My little complaint, Dave. People who park in the parent-toddler spaces at the supermarché.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this Sam goes on to say, when I challenge them...
You've got to be careful.
They make up a lie and say that they dropped their partner and child off to get a trolley. So where's the child seat then? A sly manoeuvre, then a lie, Dave. Give me strength, says Samuel, father to a 10-month-old.
Very nice.
I also have something for the Bureau today, if I may step through my own doors, as it were. And it's about a chiropractor. A chiropractor that I that visited me just last week, and I don't want to sound like my dad here, but I'd been assured that this chiropractor, by a friend, didn't do any mumbo jumbo. He was going to come in, he was going to crack me with an inch of my life, and then he was going to leave. Mm-hmm. Some cash might exchange hands. I don't know. But that
might.
Was what was going to... Might. He might consider himself lucky to have cracked me. You know, he might be a fan of the show.
Three.
I don't know. He just left me like this.
You've got 10 stamps, so the next one's on us.
I'll come back and put your spine straight next time. But for now, that's you for the rest of the week. No, so I was told there'd be no mumbo-jumbo. But there was some mumbo-jumbo.
Right.
And it's what results in my little quibble here. Because he laid me out. On the floor, I laid out on the floor, on his bed thing, not on the floor, on his little bed thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then he took out some kind of metal rod and he kind of washed it up and down.
Oh, did
he? Swooshed it around up and down my body. And then he leant down close to my right ear and he said... I didn't come here for this, by the way. I just wanted to be crap.
Dave, I don't know where the hell you're going with this.
Yeah. Were you fully clothed at the time?
I was fully clothed.
Yeah, okay, right.
He said, you have a very small aura.
Ooh.
Wow. What a diss.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's bad.
Do you know, my knee-jerk reaction was I just looked up at him and said, started shouting, I'm 28, I'm 28. I'm wondering why I couldn't hear any electrodes like happening. Yeah. It was really strange.
You have a very small
Did he say you've got
aura.
A very small aura?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was livid. The South London came out of me. It's horrible.
Oh.
So there
That's
you go.
That's a shame. Has he built up your aura and since the session?
But what does that mean? Does it just mean you've got no chat or what?
Yeah. I don't get exactly. Yeah. Is this a bad thing for me? Like when I go back into Tinder?
I was relieved the last word of the sentence was aura.
That is. I should look at the good points of this. Yeah. It was the last word was aura. But so I've got a small aura apparently,
wow.
And I'm upset about that. But do you think he can expand my aura then, this guy?
Well, you'd like to think so. Surely, if you've got a better back, your aura's going to improve.
Well, that is also true. He did give me one hell of a cracking, and that's what I want.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
Got a little complaint. This is the place to make it. The number is 81215. I think it deserves to go into the Bureau. It will be sent up my Lampsome tube. Now, get this one. It's coming from Gordon in East Kilbride. Good morning, Gordon. He says, hi, Dave and the team. I'd like to make a joint complaint.
Ooh. All right.
We've never had a joint complaint before, have we?
No.
Involving the PJ Masks and Alice Cooper.
Oh, wow.
What? Okay. At the end of the opening theme to PJ Masks, the words are, I can't think of a rhyme.
Yes.
PJ
Masks, the PJ Masks, cut the time.
It's the right time to fight crime.
I can't think of a rhyme.
Yes.
And in School's Out by Cooper, he says, I can't even think of a word of a rhyme. At the end of the second verse, of course.
Yeah.
And then Gordon in caps, he's gone full caps for this. Laziness! He points out if M&M can make orange rhyme with porridge, then surely a team of writers and Alice Bloomin' Cooper, Gordon's words, not mine, can surely find time to find something to rhyme in their lyrics.
Good
well,
point.
I think we're going to get a round of applause for that one, Gordon. Nicely done. I'm going to. There you go, mate. Here you go. There go all three of the PJ Masks. And there goes, as you like to call him, Alice Bloomin' Cooper. Job done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Thought we'd do some puns, some wordplay fun. I said the Smash would be back on breakfast, didn't I? Because you're so darn good at it. And this morning, well, we take inspiration from a tale Matt told but 50 minutes ago involving his young son, Ted. 4 years old and already copying Matt's complaints about temporary traffic lights and box junctions in his go-kart. A sorry state of affairs. So we're going to smash together cars and movies today. It's a drive-in movie, if you will. 8-12-15 is the number. Anything to do with motor vehicles and any film. So, for example, I've got Hyundai of the Dead.
Oh, nice. Good.
That is how you pronounce
new
it.
New pronunciation as well. Extra marks.
She's Vox, all that.
Oh, lovely. Ooh.
And No Mini Countrymen for Old Men.
Oh, very nice.
Fat film has to
every time.
That and Drag Me to Hell.
In my own mind, I give myself bonus points, which is the most sad and pathetic thing ever. What you got for us, Matt?
Datcha Me If You Can.
Nice.
Excellent.
Bugatti 2E. And the blockbuster film of the summer, Sarby. That's the choice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Sarby.
Yeah. Oh, Barbie.
Yeah. Open Honda. That's the choice we're all facing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's a good, the second one.
Emma Jones, what you got?
I got Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Oh, great.
Hear no evil, see no evil.
Oh.
And Brakes on a Plane.
Hey, great. Glenn.
The Lexus Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, nice.
Nissan Impossible. And Starsky and Clutch.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
So there we go. It is cars versus movies here on The Breakfast Show on The Smash. Get your suggestions in now and make sure you do include your name, maybe where you're from, so that we can give you the recognition I'm sure you so richly deserve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Just moments ago, you were tasked with coming up with some wordplay with some puns based on cars versus movies. That's what it is today on The Smash. We've got the Silence of the Lamborghinis from Chad in Catterick. We've got A Fish Called Honda, which is lovely, from Alex in Northumberland. We've got Toy Motor Story from Nicola in Southampton. Ooh. Forest Jump Start from Pete in Wigan. Volkswagen with the Wind from Alice in Leeds. The Teslanator from Gavin in Telford. And finally, the Unclutchables from the always entertaining Parney in Newark. Well
very
done,
nice.
Parney.
On Twitter, Matthew's gone for Mama Kia, which is very nice.
Yeah.
My Big Fiat Greek Wedding, says
Excellent.
Dan.
Excellent.
Vauxhall Ad Astra is a nice one from Richard. And Portsmouth Will has gone for Lardarland.
Lardarland. I see. That was cars versus movies on The Breakfast Show. Well done, one and all.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That's it for your Thursday morning. Time once again to thank you for tuning into the show and bid you farewell. But before we go, there's some housekeeping to be done.
Oh, yes.
There's a brand new edition of the podcast. It's going to be available real soon. I've been ringing the podcast naming bell sporadically throughout the show. But what is the title of today's podcast, Matt Dyson? Do you like the sound of the sheepish-looking Swiss international?
That was the Burnley transfer unveiling videos featuring the Teletubbies.
He's got no idea they're going to stick him into Tinky Winky's tummy.
That's true. That's from the same Social Abo story, yeah.
Looking resplendent in clay.
Ah, yeah, me and Emma are twinning today. Who'd have thought it? Grey is the new black.
A four-year-old complaining about box junctions.
That was my my son Ted exposing my road rage in the worst possible way.
And finally, I'm going to put myself up your lampsome tube, Dave.
Unfortunate turn of phrase there during the Bureau of Little Complaints. I quite like he's got no idea they're going to stick him into Tinky Winky's tummy, actually.
Well, I absolutely 100% wholeheartedly agree. That is the name of the daily podcast. Get it wherever you you get your podcasts from. Okay, on the way, you're going to get the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner. It could see you win £94,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, as always, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.